Hello to all listeners. This is Nina Guo.
And Auguste Vetskunaite.
And together we play as a duo called Nina and Auguste, and our combination is voice and reel-to-reel tape machines. This year we were a part of the Radio Art Zone Radio Art Festival in Luxembourg as part of the Esch Capital of Culture. And for this we made a 22-hour radio piece, most of which are pieces that we pulled out of our rehearsal archive. So when we were going through and figuring out what we could present with our duo for 22 hours, we thought it would be a good time to go back and listen to almost every single one of our rehearsal recordings and see if there were some fun things that we could share.
And what we found out that it's not fun most of the cases, but it's pretty scary material that we record. Somehow in our rehearsals we go to this dark place sometimes.
Yeah, and I think scary is really the right word, because we definitely found some music that we made that, you know, kind of taps into like a dark, melancholy, you know, even like emo sometimes kind of taste. But more than that, we found music that is very horror. Like, it sounds like it could be from a horror movie or from some kind of, you know, scene that has an evil spirit, or, you know, where there's some kind of terrible, terrible and dramatic, horrific narrative.
I feel that sometimes maybe we try to step in the area of fun and comic, but we, how to say, put too much pressure, and then it becomes somehow weirdly scary.
That's true. That's true. I think that we sometimes start out by, you know, inventing a character who might be in a situation, a character that we think is very funny. But then, because so much of our music is loop-based, whenever this person gets caught in kind of a loop, or there's a situation that is in this mechanical loop, something about it does become rather terrifying. And I think that what was funny about this process, especially we're going back into our archive and we're listening to things from years ago at this point. You know, I think our earliest recordings are from 2017. And neither of us, I mean, who can remember what they were doing on July 3rd, 2018, much less what kind of set you played that day. And so for us going through, it was really a surprise to listen to these recordings and be like, huh, where did that come from? Or like, what's coming up next? I have no idea.
Yeah, so for during this short radio show, we are planning to play you two pieces of ours. And the first one is called Shut Up You. And this is the main one and the scary one. And for the end of the show, we will give you also something funny.
Our piece, summer banger. called Brown Cat. Yeah. Yeah. So the track Shut Up You is was made, I think it's pretty long, so it's almost 14 minutes. And it definitely is something that shows, you know, that in our work we like to have a sort of storytelling arc often when we improvise. And this one has a kind of narrative going on in the background of someone who gets a very alluring invitation to go to some kind of secret event that turns out to be a spiritual seance, which, although intriguing and thrilling, actually starts to get a little bit out of control and kind of takes a turn for the dark and for the worse.
Okay, I have a question for you, Nina.
Yes.
Do you remember when you was improvising this piece? How did you imagine the place looked like?
Oh, I think that I went really classical with my picturing. For me, it's a Victorian house. You know, it's this like Victorian house, kind of very, Victorian house, like classic ghost tale, plus Eyes Wide Shut. You know, there's a lot of like people in masks and like candelabras and torches on the wall. You know, the whole thing is very gothic.
Oh, it's interesting because I imagine more as this like children's game, you know, where you get to know about some magic tricks and you make your DIY little table with candles and then you try to do a little scenario to scare other children's.
Oh, you went Blair Witch Project. That
Yes,
feels
yes.
very like, you know, scary contemporary.
I imagined, yes, these like yeah, DIY spiritual first amateur spiritual table with
Oh,
candles.
no. Mine, I think I like needed the formality of the house, the big mansion. Maybe it's raining outside, the doorbell. The scary butler who, you know, has like a face that looks like a raisin and, you know, who lets you in and you have to put on a mask and go down secret stairs. I got very Henry James. Yeah, Henry James,
You got very
Charles Dickens.
cinematic
Yeah, well, what can I
Hollywood.
say? What can I say? The image has to be clear, you know?
Yes. You know, you got into these professional cameras, and I think I got more into these like VHS and first digital cameras from 90s.
Yeah, and then there's like that streak of light that gets onto the film. You're like, oh, it's a ghost. What is that spirit?
I almost forgot these photos that gets that has
That
ghost.
capture
Yes,
ghosts.
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that capture the spirits that were there that day. Yeah, all these crucial little moments, you know, where we come in contact with the other side.
But I think actually for me, all this equipment that becomes old, it immediately becomes something that it can capture spirits in a way. There is a little feeling that you can find some ghost voices in the tapes, as in the old cameras.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also, I mean, the machines themselves maybe have their own spirit. I think
Yeah.
that's because they can act so unpredictably, which
Yes.
maybe also invites the idea that if they have a spirit, that spirit might in fact, you know, maybe it's the spirit of the machine, or maybe it's being possessed
Yeah,
by.
and with the ritual of our performance, you can, how you call it, resurrect the spirits.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You invoke them, and then they, upon being invoked, they appear and they appear. They appear. They appear and inhabit our mortal coil. Very magical.
Maybe we could actually say that this piece is our performance ritual that resurrected something that was inside the tape machines.
Don't say it too loudly, though, because I mean, it's a pretty dark piece, and I mean, you weren't the one who had to contain the spirit. Like, I think in this, I'm not super keen to hop back into another séance ritual, because being possessed by whatever spirit came out of your tape machine, I have to say, was very scary, and not Casper the Friendly Ghost. It was more terrifying than that. I think that's the risk that you run with spirits, is that you're never entirely sure who it might be, or more importantly, what they want to do with you. That is the scary thing about spirits.
So let's listen to Shut Up You.
Bring anyone else. this is just for you and only you. For you. For I can't tell you much more. For you. But it's for you. For kind of a you. Small gathering of friends. You. For good friends. You. Oh, of course. It's people you can trust. For you. Otherwise, we wouldn't ask them. You. You need to bring this. Brings something just for your first time. This brings just.
We need to know that.
This brings just.
We can trust
this
you.
Brings just.
Trust.
This brings just.
Trust.
This brings just.
Trust is really
you.
The core.
This brings just
what we need to have.
This brings just. This brings just.
This will all make
this
sense.
This brings just.
Later.
This brings just.
First.
Get
this
to
just
there everything, lay it all to bear. From beyond.
Number 43. 4321. No. 4, 7, 3, 2, 1, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, no. No. Where? Everything. Because I'm not really sure if I... What was that? Oh, what? Okay, just... go through it all. Quick. Just try to clarify everything. Okay, okay. I wasn't entirely sure, somehow we got here. But what happened in between?
Get up, you!
That's what.
Shut up, you! What am I? Shut up, you!
No. No, it can't be. It's all coming back to me, and suddenly, and our hands were on the table, and we were all joining hands, and suddenly, and then that woman, and she was standing, and she was yelling,
shut up, you
know, or something, with her hands,
shut up,
dark passed between us, and my dark passed between us,
shut up, you know,
and I couldn't do that, I couldn't
shut up, you know,
and even though I wanted to leave, I had something. Someone else came. Someone else.
That was Shut Up You. You are listening to 25-ish minutes with Nina Guo and Augusta Vizconete on Kunst Radio. So I'm Nina Guo.
And I'm Augusta Vizconete. And maybe let's tell a little bit for our listeners, how do we play? How are these sounds made?
How does it all come to be?
So again, I am playing with all the reel-to-reel tape recorders, and I use tape loops.
And I use my voice, and everything that we make together is improvised. So we sort of stick within our frame of voice and reel-to-reel tape machines / tape loops to make all the sounds that you hear.
And we don't have any pre-recorded sounds, let's say, that I'm making. Everything what you hear as music or background or not a voice, it's everything is recorded out of Nina's voice or movements or whatever is happening at the given moment. So it's life recorded loops along with Nina's voice.
Yeah, and usually before, so for example, in the case of Shut Up You, the track that just played, before we start rehearsing or playing together, we usually have a little chat about something that's been on our minds. And so in this case, we were both interested in creating a seance or a spiritual kind of resurrection situation and what that might sound like, how that could work. And so we just kind of start with a simple idea like that and then kind of roll with it. So, you know, I'll start making some sounds or kind of, you know, trying to slip into character. And then Augusta will essentially just snatch a loop of whatever her ears are drawn to. That's how our sets keep going.
Now we're going to play for you our much more lighter and funnier track, Brown Cat. And this track is included in our album, which was released by label Das Andere Selbst, and the name of the album is Thing is a Thing, but you can't really understand how far away it is from you. So, enjoy, Brown Cat.
brown cat. Brown cat. Have you ever seen a brown cat before?
Listening to Nina Enagusta on Kunstradio.
The first track was Shadabue, and the one you just heard is called Brown Cat.
If you liked what you heard and want to hear more music from us, you can tune into our Day of Radio for part of the Radio Art Zone Festival in Esch, and that day is August 19th to August 20th for 22 hours of our music.
And have a nice day.